Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of physical fitness and integrated various activities into his daily life to maintain his physical health. His practices and teachings encourage Muslims to lead active, healthy lives. Importantly, he intertwined these physical activities with spiritual practices, often beginning with dua, supplication, and seeking Allah's guidance and blessings. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, encouragement of physical fitness, emphasis on strength and fitness. The Prophet, peace be upon him, highlighted the importance of being strong and healthy. He said, "The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, while there is good in both." Sahih Muslim, endorsing physical activities. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, endorsed various forms of physical activities such as walking, running, horseback riding, swimming, and archery. Role modeling. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was himself physically active and participated in these activities, setting an example for his followers. Physical activities practiced by the Prophet, peace be upon him, walking and running. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was known for walking regularly. He walked at a brisk pace and encouraged others to do the same. Example, during the journey of Hijra, migration from Mecca to Medina, the Prophet, peace be upon him, walked long distances, demonstrating endurance and physical strength. Horseback riding, the Prophet, peace be upon him, encouraged horseback riding for physical fitness and as a means of travel and defense. Hadith evidence, he said, "Teach your children swimming, archery, and horseback riding." Al-Bayhaqi, swimming. Swimming was another activity recommended by the Prophet, peace be upon him, for physical fitness. Example, although there is no direct hadith of the Prophet swimming, his encouragement of the activity indicates its importance. Wrestling, the Prophet, peace be upon him, engaged in and appreciated wrestling, which was a popular sport in Arabian culture. Example, he wrestled with Rukana, a renowned wrestler, and won, showcasing his physical prowess and encouraging fitness. Archery. Archery was highly valued for physical fitness, focus, and as a skill useful for defense. Hadith evidence, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Practice archery and horseback riding." Sahih Bukhari, the role of dua in physical fitness, seeking Allah's help. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would often begin physical activities with a dua, seeking Allah's assistance and blessings. Example, before engaging in any task, he would say, "Bismillah, in the name of Allah." Gratitude and reflection. After completing an activity, he would express gratitude to Allah, recognizing that all strength and ability come from Him. Example, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Specific duas for strength and health, dua for health and strength, O Allah, grant my body health, O Allah, grant my hearing health, O Allah, grant my eyesight health. Sunan Abu Dawud, wisdom and understanding, holistic approach to health. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, practices demonstrate a holistic approach to health, combining physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Integration of physical and spiritual practices, by beginning and ending activities with dua. The Prophet, peace be upon him, integrated physical fitness with spiritual mindfulness, ensuring that physical activities were also acts of worship. Practical and accessible activities. The activities endorsed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, were practical and accessible, suitable for people of various ages and physical conditions. Balance and moderation. The Prophet, peace be upon him, maintained a balanced approach, ensuring that physical fitness did not become an obsession but remained a means to achieve overall well-being and fulfill religious duties. Conclusion. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, provided a comprehensive model for physical fitness that integrates both physical and spiritual dimensions. His practices of walking, running, swimming, horseback riding, wrestling, and archery, coupled with the emphasis on dua, showcase a balanced approach to health. By following his example, Muslims can achieve a harmonious balance of physical fitness and spiritual well-being.